We are joined in the media center by our pro stock winner of the NHRA Virginia Nationals here at Virginia Motorsports Park, Bo Buttner. Fourth win this season. Last year in 24 events, you had two wins, so you've already doubled up that total. 11th career win that ties Bill Grumpy Jenkins and Frank Iaconio, two greats. First win here at Richmond, though, and a 26th win overall. Five different classes. Big deal. Defeated Wally Stroop, Chris McGahey, and Greg Anderson. Greg in the final round was looking to win, but you came out on top. Also made the final round in Samtech.edu Factory Stock Showdown. We'll ask you a question about that.
Sure.
But all in all, great day, continuing a great season.
Absolutely amazing season. Again, good call to come back. Retirement was short. But, yeah, just KB Racing, I mean, this shows. I mean, I'm racing the boss right there. They still give me the best. I mean, there's never no monkey business. And a lot of people might think there might be some stuff. But they give me the best. Summit Racing, Jim Buttner Auto Group. Have a new 19 Camaro out there this week. So, first time for that car. That was cool. Just can't complain. I mean, just it's still falling our way, Joe.
And the final round, this is the run of race day, big run against Greg. Greg's obviously very, very hungry to go out there and win, but you came out on top.
Yeah, I mean, yes, Greg is the most competitive dude you'll ever meet, but we're still happy when we both get two KB cars in the final. That lets Ken and Judy win. So that's what's important to us. We still want to win. Don't get me wrong. I'm a racer, but I really, really want to double up, Joe.
You were hustling two cars and made the final round of Samtech Factory Stock Showdown. You told me a couple of weeks ago that you wanted Drew in the final. That's the guy you wanted to race. You got him, and you know, he left first and outran you on a hole shot. That had to be disappointing and maybe even annoying, but yes, you had to put it aside and get refocused, which you were able to do.
Yeah, he's a good friend, a good racer. I mean, I'm glad he's in that and not in pro stock. Like I say, with Tanner and him gone, it's not saying it's any easier, but it's easier. So he's a good driver. Actually, they're nice enough to let me fly here with them on their jet, and I'm flying home with them. So that will make our ride a lot better. So I'm happy with that. But good job to them. We've made good strides with that Cobra jet, the Summit car, and it's going to be fun this year. I think we can double up somewhere.
Questions from members of the media for Bo Buttner, our Pro Stock winner, again.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Drew Skillman's a guy you can measure yourself against in factory stock. Greg is a guy you can do the same thing against in pro stock. You know, you've had a lot of big races against him. You know, how's it feel to be able to come and show out against him in a final like this?
It was just we made a very good run in the final. Greg and I both made mediocre runs up until that point. I think he had a little, maybe me having lane choice helped a little bit. Track was great. I mean, it's hot. I mean, it's going to be hot, terrible wherever you go, but it's very smooth. The Franklins do a great job with this place, and it'd be nice if we came back here a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, you've had some races this year where, you know, you've had some good fortune. This is not really one of them. You raced really, really well all day today. Is it partially driving in the factory stock car? I mean, is it just had him a real good day?
Well, yeah, I got very heated because it's very hot out, and I'm like, I am way out of shape to be driving two cars, seven rounds in one day. But it was fun. I'd like to do it again. I'd like to have another run at the final of the Factory Stock Showdown. I'll keep Pro Stock alone. That worked out our way. So it was a good day. Can't complain, and ready for the next one.
Talk a little bit about your crew chief, Daryl Herron, in that he was able to tune a full body 9-inch wide tire supercharged Mustang to the final round, and really low ET of the final round, while at the same time tuning a 500 cubic inch naturally aspirated 2350 pound pro stock car to the final round. Of course, you're doing your job driving. He is crew chiefing two totally different types of cars going to the final round. Is he underrated as one of the top crew chiefs out here?
He's underrated in anything you put him up against. He's a special guy. He's like a brother to me. We've been around for 16 years together, and he never tells me no. And as he does something, I have 100% faith it's ready. It's good. So that helps me as a driver 100%. Like I said, I love him like a brother, and we're blessed to have him. And he knows his stuff. He knows how to make one of these factory stock cars. I mean, he built that car from scratch in his shop. So he studies. He does well, and he makes him get down the track. I've got a new tuner named Jason Lee from PTP. I'm flying him in, and he knows how to make it work. There's some controversy because I have a wireless EFI system, and they were kind of complaining about that. So, of course, Daryl's—he's a hothead. He had a few words with some other racers out there about it, but just in the finals and last two runs, we just closed the laptop up and put it on the wall. So, nothing funny going on. I mean, Summit's behind me on that. It's a good deal, but Daryl's the man.
wireless in that you don't have to plug it in. You can just like Bluetooth it over there or something.
Yeah, with the system I use, which is big stuff, Gen 4, it's all new. It's like a trial basis. But as a driver, I have no adjustment pulling up to the staging lanes of launch RPM, or if I want to put a timing curve if the track's bad. So we have a way to do it wirelessly, and that's what he was walking around doing around the car. So let's hope they don't throw something on us on that, because there's no performance advantage. I could have knobs in there, but something less I have to do, and maybe just be able to drive.
Absolutely. Now, Pro Stock, you're a past champion in Pro Stock, then your follow-up year was kind of tough. You're obviously on your way to a great season in Pro Stock, and you're happy you're back. But we're more than halfway towards the countdown now. At what point do you start thinking, preparing, getting ready for a championship run in this new shortened Pro Stock season?
Well, as it stands, we have the car, or a good enough car to win the championship with, but we all know it starts over. I mean, you have a little bit of lead if you show up after Indy with the first race, but you have to be this good every day, and it's a tough class, and a lot of the other racers, a lot of teams are going to be coming in and getting their fair share of wins, but let's just hope it's one of the KB guys.
There you go. Bo, thank you very much. Congratulations on winning the Virginia Nationals.
Thank you.
Bo. Congrats.